We know how much Chris has meant to this organization, as well as this community, both on and off the football field. You know, since I've come here, he's a guy that I would lean on quite often with his expertise of the organization, as well as people involved. And I've had many talks with him that have really helped me with the insight of our football team and our players. Chris wants an opportunity to, at least in my thoughts, that he wants to be a starter in the National Football League if he does play. I told him, you know, Fred was going to be our starter. There was obviously no guarantees, but if he wanted to be a starter, I would give him every option to seek that opportunity out. And that's what we're doing at this time, is giving an opportunity to see if there is a chance for him to be a starter on another football team in the National Football League. I had many conversations with him over the past year, just general talks, sometimes a little bit more specific than others. But in the essence, he's going to get an opportunity to check if there is that option to be a starter on another football team.
So did he basically ask for his release when you told him that he wouldn't be starting?
Well, like I said, there's, you know, conversations that went on. I'm not going to reveal all the conversations that we had, but at the end, he wants to be a starter. He wants to start for a football team, and he's going to seek out those options.
If there is no opportunity for him to start out there, or he changes his mind about that, would you bring him back to the team? Is that an option you left open?
Well, there's a lot of options. I'm not going to go through all the options, but we're talking about the present option, what's going on right now. And you know what happens day by day. Yes, yet a week in advance, we could lose two or three tight ends this weekend. I just thought, in fairness to him and what he's done for this organization and what he's meant, that we surely shouldn't have to wait to the end to make our final decision if that is something that he would like to do before the end of the season. Even though it could put us in a tough situation if we do lose two or three guys or one or two guys. But I think he's earned that right.
Yesterday you said how tough it is to release a player. Is this one tougher, you know, because of what he's meant to the city and the organization?
Yeah, anytime you deal with people, you know, like Chris or any veteran that has accomplished a lot both on and off the football field, it's always very, very tough to talk about things like this that eventually do happen to a lot of players. So yeah, that's as tough as it gets.
What had you seen out of him this summer? I mean, there was a lot of scrutiny over his possible role here. What had you seen in his play?
Well, I mean, it really doesn't matter. I'm just trying to give you some insight relative to what Chris is thinking about doing now, what's his direction that he's leaning toward. And I know he can play. I know he can play, and hopefully he gets that starting opportunity.
What's his salary? As a reserve?
Well, you know, we've never talked about anything to do with money. We've never talked about a reduction. We never talked about anything like that. I wouldn't do that to a guy like him. It was more on, like I said, you know, he wants to start, he wants to play, and we'll see if he gets that opportunity.
But would you have been willing to keep him as a backup if he had wanted to do that?
Well, there's a lot of scenarios that can still occur. I'm not going to get into the specifics, because once you go down that road, then I answer John's question the same thing. There's a lot of scenarios that could happen here in the next week. But, you know, Chris wants to start. He wants to play. And, you know, he's done a lot to prove that he can play, and he came back in excellent shape.
Now, you guys use a lot of multiple tight end sets where two guys are on the field a lot at the same time. Did you see Niles overtaking him, or was there a reason why he wouldn't?
Let's talk about Chris,
yeah, I mean,
not talking about Niles.
Was he not going to be on the field as much, even though, I mean, because you guys start with a lot of two tight end sets a lot of times.
And there's a lot of possibilities. I can't talk about what's going to happen, you know, what would have happened. But the main thing is Chris wants to be a starter in the National Football League. And when you want to be a starter and you see Fred as a starter, what is going to be your role if you're a second team or third team, or if somebody rolls an ankle? I don't know what's going to happen, you know, this weekend. So. But it's very, very tough to, you know, go through a process like this, and we're wishing Chris the best where he does get that opportunity to start, and I think he'll have a good chance to get that opportunity.
You mentioned that there have been many conversations. I mean, is this a situation where a day or two ago you were expecting him to be on this football team, and this conversation today kind of changed?
I'm not going to go through the conversations that we had.
Was this decision made yesterday? Because we saw, you know, he didn't practice. We saw him talking to Team Brass.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't made yesterday, no.
It was made today.
What's that?
Was it made today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much of it, Mike, ties back to his knee? How much of it, if his knee was okay after last year, it's not being
there? Well, I told you that I think he's in a position right now that, you know, he practiced well. I thought he played well, and I think he's got an opportunity to start in the National Football League. And, you know, he's healthy, and we'll just see where it plays out.
You have a guy who has meant so much to the organization, and certainly when Fred came in, Fred talked about how much Chris mentored. Is there is that something that you could concern yourself with? I know it's a business, but the fact that locker room changes a little bit with Chris not being in there.
Anytime you lose a leader, it's tough. You know, it's tough. There's no question about it. And guys have to step up and play. But I thought was right was to give Chris an opportunity to do what he wanted to do. I think he's earned that right.
Does this feel like a risky move, just given Fred's situation? I mean, if he pulls one more test, he's gone for a year. You don't have a proven tight end.
Well, it's a risky move. You could lose two tight ends this week. I mean, it's always risky when you don't have to make a move and you make it anyhow. It's always risky going into the last preseason game. But we did what we thought was right for him and the organization, and I wish him well.
So this was move you're saying was made more for Chris than it was for the team?
I didn't say that. I just explained to you how I felt.
Also changed your kicker in the last 24 hours. Can you give us a little background on that?
Yeah, you know, you got to make some tough decisions, and we had competition right to the end, and we had the opportunity to get Billy, and, you know, by, you know, our research over the years, we just thought it was the best move for us at this time. Give us the best chance to win. Okay, thanks.
Sounds good.